Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay, and I want to personally welcome you to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. Zig is going to give us some ideas of what types of goals we need to have and why we need to have them. Of course, he's going to encourage us to dream big. In fact, let's turn it up and Zig will tell you all about it.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes. From coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family owned since 1935. And I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste. And right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Psychology Today says that a 20-year-old American today has 10 times as good a chance of being depressed as did his 40-year-old father, and 20 times as good a chance of being depressed as did his 60-year-old grandfather. Now, why is that? Unrealistic expectations is what I'm talking about. Now, we need to have a reason for believing we can do certain things. Now, one of the things that we really want to emphasize here is that we need to make some basic understandings about our goals themselves. For example, some goals must be big. They got to be big. It's the big goal that creates that excitement. I love the story of old gentleman Jim Corbett. The heavyweight champion of the world was out doing his road work one morning. He saw a fisherman having a field day. He'd pull in little ones, he'd pull in big ones. Fast as he could cast, he'd pull in a fish. But Corbett noticed that he was throwing back the big fish and he was keeping the little ones. He'd never seen that done before. He ran over to the fisherman and said, "Man, I love to fish myself. You're doing something I've never seen done before. You're throwing the big ones back and keeping those little ones. Why on earth are you doing it?" The fisherman sadly shook his head and said, "Man," he said, "you don't know how badly I hate to do this, but I just flat don't have a choice. You see, all I've got is just this little old bitty frying pan." Now, before we laugh too loudly, let me emphasize the point. He's talking about you and he's talking about me. So many times we get the big dream, the big goal, the big idea. No sooner do we get it than we say, "Oh no, Lord, don't give me such a big one. All I've got is just this little old bitty frying pan. Give me a small one." "Oh no, besides, you know that's not a good idea. If it's any good, somebody else would have thought about it a long time ago." Isn't it tragic that we have no more confidence in ourselves? Again, that's the purpose of the series, build the confidence. Then when those big ideas hit you, you start working on how do you engineer them in such a way that you can get it done. You got to have some big goals. You also got to have some long-range goals. On Monday afternoon, I get aboard an aircraft headed for Miami, Florida. Now, when I get aboard that aircraft, it's going to be going straight to Miami. 20 minutes later, it will not be going to Miami. And the reason is the direction and velocity of the wind will change. The gravitational pull of the earth, the moon, the sun, and the stars will pull it slightly off course. So the captain of the aircraft will turn it around, come back to DFW, land, and then we'll start over. I see a lot of skeptical looking faces in the audience. How many of you believe what I just said? Okay. What is the captain of the aircraft going to do? He simply is not going to change his decision to go. He is going to change his direction to get there. You'd be amazed at the number of people who set an objective, they encounter an obstacle, and they throw up their hand and say, well, I don't guess I'm supposed to do it. Instead of being creative and changing directions to get there, they abandon the goal itself, all right? You got to have some long-range goal. Now, let me tell you why you got to have long-range goals. They help you to overcome short-range frustrations. Now, I'm not going to be negative. I'd be like a little boy came home from school one day and said, Dad, I'm afraid I flunked that arithmetic test. His dad said, son, that's negative. Be positive. He said, Dad, I'm positive. I flunked that arithmetic test. Now, I'm positive when I say this. You got trouble, disappointments, defeats, reversals, and setbacks in your life. You think your kid's going to be the starting quarterback? He's not going to make the cut. You think you're going to make the big sale? You lose the last one you made. You think you're going to get the promotion? You're fired. You think everything is lovely, only to discover that everything ain't lovely. That is part of life. Now, if you've got a long-range goal program, which is balanced, when those things happen, you will regard it as the pebble on the beach, depending, of course, on the severity. But many times, it simply is the pebble on the beach. If you don't have real direction in your life and for your life, then you think it's the whole ocean front. The rule is simply this. You go as far as you can see, and when you get there, you'll be able to see further. Some goals must be small, and they must be daily. Now, that's the boring part. And it also is the most exciting part. It requires that discipline. But every time you take a step forward, you realize that you are making progress. As the old saying goes, you can eat an elephant one bite at a time. The old saying is true, by the mile it's a trial, by the inch it's a cinch. And some goals must be ongoing. Now, what I mean ongoing, for example, educational goals. An amazing number of people think when they get their diploma or degree, their educational days are over. That's when your education really does begin. Building a healthy self-image is an ongoing goal, because you can have a marvelous self-image today, disaster strikes tomorrow, and then you say, I am a nothing, I am a nobody. What we've got to do is have ongoing goals. Building a better relationship with my mate, with my children, is an ongoing goal. Getting better at my job is an ongoing goal. Some goals could require consultation. We have, our family does, and our company does, a financial consultant. It requires that. The redhead and I have a financial consultant. He's sitting in the audience today. Well, Ziegler, don't you know how to manage the money? No, not as well as he does. So I need somebody to help in that direction. When I went to see Dr. Martin, I knew I needed to lose weight. That was obvious. I had a picture of me laying out on the diving board of my swimming pool. At least part of me was on the diving board. I knew that I needed to lose some weight. I just didn't know how much. He said, here is how much weight you need to lose. We were able to focus because it was specific and it involved small daily objectives. Now, the consultant I always go to when I have some things that I want to get done, but particularly if they are very important, I do a lot of praying over it. I ask God, is this the goal for me? A lot of times people say, well, what does God say? Well, he doesn't always say, yes, then go do that. But I can tell you this, if it is not the right goal for me, he will not give me any peace about working toward it. Get a consultant, and that's what I'm talking about.
Do you have a big dream? Are you stretching yourself to learn more and be more than you were yesterday? As Zig said, some goals must be ongoing. Do you have some goals that you need to do every day? Do you have a system to help you to remember to achieve those goals every day? Keep listening to these podcasts, and Zig Ziglar will tell us more about how to set and achieve our goals. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Zig Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.